Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Hi, we are joined by our great friend Troy Rank from Denver 7. It's the Fan Football Pregame Show. Presented by Coors Light. Troy, our Broncos insider, brought to you by Tranny Law. Troy, we probably do not have the inactives yet, am I right? Because the kickoff is 2:25, so those, I'm just checking with you, but those haven't come out, have they?
They have not, but Adam Gostis is going to be on there. Troy Fumagalli and Juwan Winfrey are guys that will be on it that have played, obviously, in the past. It'll be a second consecutive week of being inactive for Gostis, who's at this point lost his spot to Mike Purcell, because Purcell goes in and knows, and it moves Shelby Harris over. So technically, Gostis kind of loses his spot to Harris,
right?
Because it moves Shelby out into that end spot. But those are the ones of note. Juwan James will not play today. The target goal is to start on Thursday against the Chiefs, but he is not playing either. Still up in the air, D-Mac, on whether, Duke Dawson should play. The expectation is he will. If Josie Jewell plays, he's not going to start. Alexander Johnson will start.
And Troy, what's up, man? It's Zach here. I look at the plan going into this season defensively and where we are at in training camp to just where we're at right now, 5 weeks into the NFL season. You look at the unanticipated changes. Adam Gostis is your starter. He's now in street clothes on game days. You have guys like Mike Purcell, A.J. Johnson, whether it was Duke Dawson a week ago, Devontae Harris instead of Isaac Yiadom. I mean, holy moly, things have changed in a real hurry around here.
Yeah, well, where it hurts is Bryce Callahan not being healthy. I mean, they took a risk in signing him because of the foot issue. Vic really wanted him. Coach Fangio, you know, that's the guy that he felt could come in seamlessly and help this defense accelerate the learning of it, because he knew it. And if he plays, then you have Callahan, Harris, with Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson, and that's a pretty sound secondary. Callahan, I'm not sure he plays the rest of the year. He got a shot in his foot, and they're going to determine over the next couple weeks whether he plays at all this year. But that hurt. Isaac Yiadom's taking a step back. There's just no way around it in both technique and penalties. And Fangio's lost patience with him, and that's why you've seen guys move in front of him. Duke Dawson is an intriguing guy. I mean, he got drafted in the second round just a year ago, so that's an intriguing player. I've seen some things I like from him. And Alexander Johnson, frankly, I don't mean to disrespect Josie Jewell. Josie Jewell, to me, is a role player. If he's playing 10 to 15 snaps, I like him. He's not really, for me, a starting linebacker because he's got clear issues in coverage. And then tackling, he gets hit and he tackles, but the guy gains 4 or 5 yards every time. Alexander Johnson is around 255. He is an absolute load. And he blows assignments. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I'm intrigued at where he goes moving forward, because athletically, he's a different animal than they've had out there.
Troy, on Friday night, John Elway said, I think that the Broncos were not interested in trading anybody. That nobody was trading. They're trying to win. How did you interpret his comments?
I was there, and I interpreted it just like when I covered baseball at the trading deadline, and they tell you that on July 15th, and the deadline's July 31st. There's three games left. I mean, they're not trying to trade anyone right now. That is true. But what is true on, October 11th won't necessarily be true on October 28th, 29th if they lose the next three games. And that's just the nature of this. So some fans are like, see, I told you not trading anyone. They're not trading anyone this week because they're still in it. If they are 4-4, or, they're not trading. They're trying to get into the playoffs. If they lose these next three games, then why wouldn't you look to move players? I mean, it's not hard to figure out. So two things can be true. You can not be trading them on October 11th and then be trading them on October 29th based on how these next three games go. But if they don't win today, I mean, I would be making sure my phone battery is charged, because at that point, if you can't beat the Titans at home, again, we've said, if not now, then when? How do you expect to contend if you can't beat a Titans team at home? Then you're not, no matter what the rest of the thing, doesn't matter, but you're not a contender if you can't win this game today.
Troy, when picking this game on Friday, I'm sitting next to Stokely, and I said, The difference for me is the Broncos being at home. If this game was in Tennessee, maybe I'd be singing a different tune. But the more I look at it, I think I need to take a step back from that mindset, because you look at who the Broncos have been here in Denver, Colorado. They've been one of the worst home teams in the National Football League. They've lost four in a row at Mile High, and in their last eight games, they are 1-7 at home.
Ouch.
I mean, being here with a unique advantage with altitude, it's hard to even wrap my head around. Do you think they get off the schneid today, Troy?
I do, because the Titans want to play the same way the Broncos do. So the Broncos could, you know, there is a little bit of margin for error in this game. Most games there's not for the Broncos. But they could win ugly. In most teams, they can't beat ugly anymore. You just can't do it. The Titans have only turned the ball over once. That was on special teams. So their offense has not turned the ball over once. They're going to have to sack Mariota, though. Get him behind the stick, make him predictable, and get good field position. And I'll say this. If they're going to win today, can their special teams just please, for once, not be a complete minus? They have no margin for error, and every week we end up talking about the special teams. They're 30th in kickoff return coverage, 32nd in punt return coverage, and then last week, my guy, Deontay Spencer, is filled in punts at the 3-yard line. Like, enough.
Ridiculous.
When does the madness stop? And if they don't fix that today, they're losing, because that would kill them, because this is going to be a field position game.
Troy, what's your pick?
I have them winning ugly, 19-17.
And that's my quirky pick.
It goes back to, if not now, when at home. As Zach mentioned, they've lost four straight at home, 1-7 over 8. I mean, if you can't beat a team like this at home that you match up well against, then who do you beat? I mean, really. And they did, but it really starts. They got to run the ball well, and they got to stop the run. Whoever wins the line of scrimmage in terms of the ground game is going to win this game.
Thank you, Troy Rank. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you during the week. Troy Rank brought to you by Trainee Law. We're close to halftime on a lot of games. In fact, we just saw the Texans sack, fumble Patrick Mahomes. The ball's at the 4-yard line, and the Texans have the ball. Wow.
Unbelievable.
So with 16 seconds to go, the Texans have a shot to go up on Kansas City right before halftime.
And this was a game, D-Mac, that it was 10-0, at one point 17-3. Houston is giving Kansas City all they can handle right now. A strip sack. They're on the doorstep of the end zone. They'll get the ball on the 3-yard line with an opportunity to take the lead, bare minimum, with a field goal.
We'll update you on all the games at halftime in just a little bit. But from an X's and O's perspective, big man Orlando Franklin breaks it down.
It's time for X's and O's with Big O. Here's Orlando Franklin.
Fellas, today Broncos have a tough task. On offense, they got to find a way to continue the momentum going in the second half. We all know that Rick Scangarello does a great job scripting the first 15 plays, and this offense has looked outstanding the last 2 weeks. But he has to find a way to keep that momentum going in the second half by running the inside zone. You just paid Andy Janovich a couple days ago. Now you got to be able to use him. Utilize him in the run game. Let him earn that payday that he just got. Defensively, it's going to be all about A.J. Johnson. Can you build off the week that you had last week against the Chargers? We know the Chargers had two great running backs in Eckler and Gordon, and you found a way to neutralize those guys. Today against the Titans, you got to go against Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry. Those guys could both get after it. You got to be able to tackle Derrick Henry in the backfield. Cannot have missed tackles. But you know the Titans are going to use Deion Lewis in the passing game. And now we're going to really find out if we have a diamond in the rough or if last week was a fluke for A.J. Johnson. If they're able to do those things today, fellas, they'll get the win. Neutralize Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis and build upon your second half offense.
Thank you, Orlando. We'll come back with Nick's safety blitz from a defensive perspective. The Texans did convert a touchdown off the sack fumble. So now they lead the Chiefs right before halftime, 23-17, as they make the extra point. Zach has picked that. That would be a gargantuan upset if you get that one right, Zach.
I picked it a couple different ways, Darren.
I can tell by your reaction, my friends. So when we come back, we'll hear from Nick. The Browns and the Seahawks are in an awesome battle. All the scores from around the league coming up. Wait, hold on. Did you just pro-athlete me there, right there? Wait a second. I'm going to break and you're throwing down? Yeah, are you kidding me? You just pro-athlete break me there. My man. How much you got on this game? This is Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.